It's a bad time for newspapers, as you all know. Advertising dollars continue to decline. Our circulation numbers are also down as we compete with a variety of media. And the internet is a free source of news and opinions. Seeking a balance in this new world, we're now faced with hard choices. There will be a fresh round of buyouts.
That's a scene from the fictional TV series The Wire, but it could have been recorded in any actual boardroom in a real newspaper in any city of the country. Over the past few years, more and more towns and cities have lost circulation at their papers. They've lost revenue. And the papers have responded by shrinking their staff and their coverage until at some places there's no more cuts to be made. That's what's happened in New Orleans. Just a few years after winning the Pulitzer Prize for coverage of Hurricane Katrina, the Times-Picayune announced it will lay off nearly half of its newsroom staff, more than 200 pink slips.
You've read about the economic challenges newspapers everywhere face. We are not immune from those trends. This is a difficult week at our paper. We've had to let go of some wonderful employees.
That is not from The Wire. That's the actual editor of the Times-Picayune, Jim Amos. Of course, many argue in this day and age, with the vast quantity and high quality of online news, we don't need daily papers the way we used to. Takeaway listener Wes Ferris makes that point at our Facebook page. He says, I haven't purchased a newspaper in about 10 years. I've used them for packing, however, and they were wonderful. And listener Kate Contino writes, most of my news these days comes to me via Twitter. But there are people out there who say we still need the daily paper, and the paper's actually taken for granted. Among them is Ann Milling, who works with Women of the Storm, a grassroots effort to help rebuild New Orleans after Katrina, and they've joined with other organizations to save the Times-Picayune. Ann, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having this as your topic.
Well, out of all of the many challenges facing New Orleans right now, why take up the cause of the daily paper?
Oh, it's critical to the future of the city. We give the Times-Picayune credit for shepherding us since Katrina through all these difficult years. They're the ones who created and emboldened everyone to, enter the civic arena, to rebuild our city. They're the champions of this city. They were our partners, and now they're just divorcing us when the job hadn't been complete. We still have many challenges, and we've got to continue rebuilding on an upward momentum, and the Times-Picayune plays a critical role in that civic dialogue and discussion.
Also with us is a Pulitzer Prize-winning former Times-Picayune reporter, John McQuaid. John, can you give us insight into what has brought the paper to this particular point?
Well, it's a difficult time for newspapers in America and everywhere in the world. Basically, the model that sustained them for most of the past half century, the business model, is collapsing because of the internet, because you have other places for classified ads, Craigslist, for example. And so all the sources of revenue that sustained the journalism and ran the printing presses are now drying up. And so newspapers are desperately casting about for some sort of alternative model, probably on the internet, to make money.
Oddly enough, John and Anne, many people think they don't read the newspaper, and yet they do. In fact, recent studies have showed that something like three-quarters of the country, adults anyway, more than 165 million people, read content from a newspaper every single day. They're just reading it in places where they don't have to pay for it. And that makes it difficult, John, to sustain the reporters and the news staff that a place like the Times-Picayune needs.
Yeah, there's a lot of what's called aggregation going on. I think that newspapers can take advantage of that, though, if they're smart. I don't think these processes can be stopped either. Obviously, you can't stop the internet from grabbing your link and saying, here's this newspaper.
Well, but Ann Milling, what this comes out to for the community of New Orleans is without a daily paper, you have lost what?
You have lost that common thread for civic dialogue discussion. This is the basis where everyone has the same story on the same page that they can discuss around a water cooler. That's gone, because if you go to the internet, which of course we all use, and we're not burying our heads in the sand. We recognize this, but it means that everyone gets a different story, a different slant. There's no common community opportunity for dialogue. So you lose that right off the bat. But, of course, here in New Orleans, there's so many challenges. I mean, the newspapers played a tremendous role in the cleanup in terms of political problems, in promoting charter schools and changing our educational system. There are positive things that come from having a daily newspaper.
And who do you blame for this, Anne?
Whom do I blame in this situation?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one. I mean, it would be the owners. And, of course, and you're asking me really a more global question, and I recognize that. But this paper, the Times-Picayune, is a profitable paper. It is one of the stars in the Newhouse chain. It's always been profitable. Yes, the profits have gone down, but since 2008, profits across the country and every corporation have diminished. But we're a very profitable, fine newspaper.
So, John, let me take this back to this. She's talking about the business of newspaper, that even in a local paper, a large corporation, when they see their profit margins diminish, they actually start making cuts they don't need to make. Do you find that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, nobody really knows what they're doing. They haven't explained themselves, which, again, is kind of irresponsible when you're dealing with such a valued community institution. But yeah, they seem to be doing a radical experiment on New Orleans to come up with a new business model, and I think that's irresponsible.
A radical experiment, Anne, that ends up affecting your community.
Absolutely. We're a guinea pig. We're the first metropolitan area that has daily newspaper has ceased, and this is not the place to begin such an experiment. And the people resent it. The advertisers are upset. Of course, as you saw and you mentioned, half of the staff was laid off yesterday. I mean, it's just radical, as John said.
Half of the newsroom staff, absolutely. More than 200 people laid off. Ann Milling works with Women of the Storm, which is a grassroots organization that's helping rebuild New Orleans post-Katrina. They're also in a fight to save the Times-Picayune. And John McQuaid, a Pulitzer Prize-winning former Times-Picayune reporter. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
We wonder how many of you read the newspaper on a daily basis. Give us a call and let us know how you get your news. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.